This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, getting you closer to Sunday, week 11 in the NFL. We got a lot of NBA players moving around. Free agency started Friday night. Dwight Howard,
Jeremy Grant is
going to Philadelphia,
going up to Detroit.
Man, it's just so many guys moving around. Danilo Gallinari is now an Atlanta Hawk. We got to see where Gordon Hayward goes. There's just a lot going on, all right? But I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can help you do that. I got one more hour here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first 3 hours of the show. We've gone through some quarterbacks here. We talked about Lamar. We talked about Tannehill. We talked about the Saints QB. Whoever the hell it is. We don't know if it'll be Taysom. We don't know if it will be Jameis Winston. We'll see. Whoever it is, Sean Payton has a plan. And let's see what they do against the Falcons. There's no doubt about it. Before we went to break, we spent some time talking about Aaron Rodgers. You know, we can look at the quarterbacks in the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers is doing a whole lot. And for the past couple of years, he's done a whole lot with less, and he's doing it again this year. 26 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. And in my opinion, when you take a look at Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are getting ready to take on one of the best defenses in the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts. And I just look at Aaron Rodgers, and it's like, what the hell else is there for this man to do? He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's 2 MVPs. He doesn't have just like superstar weapons around him. You can look at Adams. You can look at Jones, who is not having the same type of year he had last year. He's had to deal with some injuries. I'm talking about Aaron Jones. And he's still out there. He's also been clear that he doesn't expect to end his career with the Green Bay Packers. He's going to turn 37 years old in a couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks, he's going to be 37. And ain't nothing for him to prove. So it's like wash, rinse, repeat. They went 13-3 last year. I don't know. Go ahead, and they may not go 13-3. They'll certainly have an excellent record this year. And then they'll go to the playoffs, and then it's just like, okay, what do you do against the Saints? What do you do against a Buccaneers or also a Seattle Seahawks? It's like not having those big superstars. When does that catch up with you? And we had a caller, and the phone lines are still open. I'm going to get back to these phones right in a second. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That is easy. And I'll say this. We had a caller right before we went to break who called up and wanted to give credit to the offensive line and wanted to say, well, if Aaron Rodgers went to this team or that team, he would suck. And I'm not going to say he'd suck. Would life be more difficult? Yes. But this is not a case of, oh, well, how good was Troy Aikman? He was behind that Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Or this isn't a case of, of a running back. Oh, Emmitt Smith, he played behind that Cowboys offensive line. No, come on, man. I want you to hear a reminder. This is what the NFL head coach who has to devise a plan to help stop Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, you can say whatever you want about the offensive line, and if he went to this team or this team, it'd be worse off for him. But listen to Frank Reich, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Listen to the attributes carefully to what he says Aaron Rodgers possesses when he's out on that football field. Have you watched this man? That's like, how can you say something like that?
Oh, well, Aaron Rodgers, if he was behind another
arm strength,
come on, man,
can make every throw.
If I was out there defending him with three of my friends,
and he gets
Aaron Rodgers would get his ass whooped.
Than anybody I've ever
seen. Aaron Rodgers would probably have to play on the offensive line for me.
His feet don't have to be right.
This is the reality.
Because of his arm strength,
he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
He can put the ball anywhere he wants.
Flat period. There's nothing else to say. And it'd be nice if he would be able to go and win another Super Bowl. I just don't know if that's in the cards for the Packers. We had some callers last hour who called and said, listen, here in Green Bay, there's a solid group of fans who feel like, you know what? If Aaron Rodgers wants to leave, we get it. We understand. The team ain't doing a damn thing enough to help him out. They already got his replacement. Just go somewhere else. We get it. That's awful for one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. So I'm going to get back to these phone lines. Let's talk to Jim. Jim is calling up from Louisiana. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Aaron Rodgers has anything left or anything else to prove?
No. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is an awesome player. I always loved Aaron Rodgers. What I would say is if Green Bay don't want him, pack his rear end up and send him down here to Louisiana. I mean, Drew's getting ready to go out. We'd love to have him for a couple of years. Can I stay on the line and he answer? Because my radio, we don't carry you anymore.
Oh, well, Jim, I put it to you this way. I think anybody would love to have this man. Anybody would love to have Aaron Rodgers. You know, like our last caller last hour wanted to come out and say, if you put him, how about you take Sam Darnold? How about you take Ryan Tannehill? How about you take, Jimmy Garoppolo? Let's give you Andy Dalton. Let's just put anybody behind that offensive line and see how it ends up. Not so much. Not so easy. Not so clear. You actually have to play or have some talent to play at the quarterback position. Jim, I appreciate you, my man.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Jim, for calling from Louisiana. Yeah, I can't. Yes, it's a team game. Yeah, it is. But you can't just undercut the quarterback. You want to talk about the offensive line? What the hell is Russell Wilson doing out in Seattle? Offensive line is garbage. Trash. And he got the team on his back. Let's go to Boise, Idaho. Robert, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Rob?
Hey, Gio. You know, this is what I say about Aaron. Whether you're a fan or not, you cannot discount his skills. Obviously, any fan of any team out there would love to have him starting this Sunday. He needs to finish his 2 years or whatever he's got left there, be a man, finish his contract, and move on. And move on. You know, I don't think this team has ever been quite the same since Andy Reid left, to be quite honest with you. And they're lucky.
Yeah.
Aaron's quite lucky to even have one Super Bowl. Or we'll be talking to him like in the same conversations as Dan Marino. But
sure.
He needs to move on. Move on out of there and move on with his life and get another title somewhere. Matter of fact, I'll take him on the Cowboys. Once you call Jerry up, we'll swing that trade and we'll get the Cowboys up and running again.
Okay. Thank you, Robert, for calling from Boise. I mean, damn. People are talking about the Green Bay Packers like it's you're trying to escape purgatory. Like you're just stuck in the middle somewhere. Oh, we're good enough, but we're not that damn good. Is that how Green Bay Packer fans feel about the team? Oh, just leave. They don't want him. They don't care. Just leave. What happened to Titletown? A few weeks ago, I gave you my top six of sports cities. A couple of people calling me up. Where's Green Bay? Where's Green Bay? I'm like, not on my list. And now I got people calling me, telling me, just like, yeah, we don't care. Just let them leave. Damn. Mick is calling from Massachusetts. Mick, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? How you doing, JR? Nick from Dorchester.
Go ahead.
Hey, I find that Aaron Rodgers is in a similar situation to where Brady was last year. He didn't have the talent around him. He didn't have the wide receivers, and so he wanted to leave. And he just, the situation was going nowhere. And I sympathize with Aaron Rodgers for, if he does move on, I can understand why.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the difference is Tom Brady was at the end of his contract, and Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he signed a 4-year deal in 2018. Yeah. So that's the difference. So,
yeah. The only other thing I wanted to say was, You before the last break, you made a comment about Aaron Rodgers has it going on between the ears. And I don't think Lamar Jackson has it going on between the ears. And that's why they lost the pathetic Patriots, my team.
Well, we can talk about that specifically. The last time I checked, there was actually a big-ass rainstorm out there. Both teams had to deal with it. And as I said, I'll repeat it, I think the issues in Baltimore, there's blame to spread just across the whole table. So you can look at Lamar Jackson and you could say, okay, he is someone who can improve as a passer. Yes, correct. You can look at the offense, and you could say that the offense can do a better job utilizing his skill set in addition to the players around him. Yes, correct. You can also look at the players around him and say the skill position players can improve. You can also look at the offensive line and say the offensive line is different than what it was last year. So there's blame to spread across the table. I don't want to look at Lamar Jackson and just say, okay, his brain doesn't work. Okay, he doesn't understand this. Okay, I'm not prepared or ready to say that. He's one of the more athletically gifted players in the league that the league has ever seen. He has a unique skill set. And you know what? You're trying to win some games? Utilize it. But if you want to go to the next level, he has to become an all-around better player. And the offense and everybody around him has to improve as well. So it's a little bit of something for everybody. Mick, I appreciate you for calling from Massachusetts.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's go back to Boise and talk to Eli. Eli, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking the call, man. Hey, so I'm a lifelong Bears fan, which means I automatically hate the Packers and the Vikings.
Sure.
But I will say one thing. You hand the Bears Aaron Rodgers with the receivers they have, Robinson, Miller, Mooney, and then you hand them that defense, toss in a little bit of a run game, and I guarantee you the Bears have one or two more rings plus Rodgers. And as much as I hate to say it, that's the kind of thing that Rodgers needs to go to. I hate the guy because right now he plays for the Packers, but he is one of the best quarterbacks that's ever played the game, period. If he wants to leave and he wants to go somewhere else, hey, you know what? As much as I hate to say it, bring him to the Bears, because I guarantee you there's another ring or two right there with the weapons he has, and we'd love to have him as much as everyone else would not like to say that.
Yeah, so what is this? In about a year or so, we're going to move on into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. This is going to be the better version of what Brett Favre did. He's going to skip the Jets and just go straight to the Vikings or the Bears.
You know, as much as I hate to see that kind of thing happen, You know, I don't like to see these quarterbacks that have lifelong legacies with other teams move on. The Packers did it to themselves. They took Jordan Love, and they basically just threw it in Rodgers' face. Hey, we're going to take this guy that's your replacement. We're not going to give you any weapons. And they've done it to themselves. And no, I mean, I don't necessarily like Rodgers. I think he's an amazing quarterback. He's an amazing athlete. But do I like the guy? Well, as a Bears fan, no, of course not. He's kicked our ass for years on end. But at the same time, if they're not going to appreciate who he is, then, hey, hand him off. The Bears obviously have a quarterback issue and have since Jim McMahon, Sid Luckman.
Yeah.
So, hey, hand the guy off to somebody that'll appreciate him and has a chance to hand him another ring or two, because the Bears defense, top tier, amazing wide receivers, but they need some work on the the run game.
All right. Thank you, Eli, for calling from Boise. I hear that. Look, by the time the Bears get a decent quarterback, the defense will suck. I'm sorry. That's just my guess. Let's go to Portland and talk to Hugh. Hugh, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. I just, you know, it's ridiculous. He has a lot of talent. You go through the years, he's had on the tight ends, he's had Jimmy Graham and others before him. Right now he's got the probably top three running back and wide receiver. He's had Jordy Nelson. He's had a lot of talent there, and he's actually made talent just by, to throw some of these receivers. And to everyone just say that, he's got no talent behind him. It's been there. They just haven't produced.
Yeah, I'm talking. But if you think about more recently, we can talk about Jordy and James Jones, and we could talk about Greg Jennings. We can go down a list. But more recently, as he's gotten older, and the talent around him, those receivers and the skill position players have gotten older, it's not like the last guy that we've really seen develop is Devontae Adams. And it took him a few years. It took him being out and being hurt and being unavailable for a few years. And now we see it right in front of us. Okay. And now we have Valdez-Scantling. Okay, fine. But is he going to be a world beater? Or is he going to be someone else that continues to evolve into almost a Pro Bowl type player in another 3 years? You know, the bottom line is that when you look at the Packers, it just seems like it's okay, quote unquote. It's okay because Aaron Rodgers is the one who puts us over the top. Well, what about some of these other skill position players? You know, Jimmy Graham, I look at Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham has been kind of trash for a few years now. I don't know if he doesn't have the hops. I don't know if he can't run the routes. He's been trash now. So, yes, Aaron Rodgers has played with amazing talent over the entire or the duration of his career. But more recently, it kind of feels like, hey, we got Aaron Rodgers. We're going to be all right. And that's not good enough. That's the point, Hugh.
Their team has to deal with the same thing. Why are the Packers the lone one?
You went out for a second. What is your full question?
I said, Jim, you're talking about Jimmy Graham. That's fine after he left. But while he was there, he was very good. But, I mean, every other team has to deal with this too. Why are the Packers, all of a sudden, no, we can't deal with this? Or,
not everybody can rely on having an amazing quarterback that makes the guys around him look like they're better.
Mm.
That's the hey.
Okay.
That's facts. Hugh, I appreciate you for calling up from Portland. Look, we can look at a Jameis Winston, and I got to take a break, and I'm going to get back to more of your calls. But let's be real. I think we underestimate what a quarterback means to a team. How do we do that? I'm going to take a break. Come back. Get more of your calls in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. For whatever reason, I feel like there are people who understand his weakness and others who say, it's his offensive line. There are other people, you know, I don't even remember the exact statement from one of our callers recently. And it was just, it made it sound like we can just kind of plug anybody in and there it is and they'll be good too. It's Aaron Rodgers is unique. This is a quarterback who particularly, really, he doesn't make mistakes. You know, I'm not overly into the super analytics and QBR and all that other stuff. But I'll tell you this, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to watch an NFL game and say, this guy's good. And it's not because of, quote unquote, his offensive line. It's because of him. It's because of his decision making. Come on, we got Jameis Winston, who can throw for 5,000 yards. And at the same time, in the same season, say here's 30 touchdowns. And by the way, here's 7 touchdowns to the other team. And here's 30 interceptions. Like, come on. We have a Ryan Fitzpatrick who's been a journeyman in the NFL that people are high on, who ain't been nothing but a give and a take QB. You got Kirk Cousins sitting around who's just middle of the road or slightly above average. You want to talk about help? You got Sam Darnold who got no help and also is a gunslinger with no help. Like, come on, I can run through the list. Aaron Rodgers isn't in this list. Aaron Rodgers is in the category of great. Not because of an offensive line, not because of a coach. Yeah, all of that helps. But Aaron Rodgers is where he's at because of him. Because of his God-given talent and ability. And I'll say this. Like, if I want to think about quarterbacks over the past 15 years, I like Aaron Rodgers better than anybody. And that includes Tom Brady. Tom Brady might have played Belichick. He might have more rings. Or one of our callers said it perfectly. He's going to get the accolades for being the most accomplished quarterback of all time, which puts him in the category of being great or the greatest because of how many times he showed up and how many times he got the job done. But I personally, if I've had a preference, I like Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to Trevor. Trevor's calling from Atlanta. Trevor, what are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? I don't think he has anything left to prove in this league.
Nothing left to prove. Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback, very good. But he might have to take the Tom Brady route and switch up teams just so he can put his stamp on the game and how many rings he can obtain.
Okay.
And also, you bring Bay Packers, their injuries. They're always injured. From the running back, Aaron Jones is always injured. Devontae Adams is always injured. His stock is going to go down the more he stays injured. He plays excellent games, but he's always injured. And they went through that stink with Aaron Rodgers was injured a couple years ago. So it's like they're at Green Bay Packers. They had their shine, but they can't stay consistent because they're always injured. They're always injured.
Well, somebody is. I know in the case of Aaron Rodgers, his injuries have generally come down to his damn collarbone, but it's like once you break that sucker one time, it takes one hit to snap right back. And Trevor, appreciate you for calling up from right here in the ATL. You be well.
How are you, too?
Thank you. Let's keep things rolling here. We got Chris. He's calling up from Memphis. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. correct me if I'm wrong, but even ever since Brett Favre days, it appears the Packers organization is just content with just, okay, we got the star quarterback. We know we're going to make the playoffs every year, you know, but, you know, we'll fill the stands, but we won't worry about Super Bowl rings. Even Brett Favre, I feel, should have had 2 rings. Rodgers should have 3 right now. But for whatever reason, with their drafting or whatever the case, it just doesn't add up. What do you think?
No, I think it's apparent. I can't tell you anything different than what I see on paper. And I see 2 Hall of Fame QBs. And in the case of Aaron Rodgers, it's not difficult to look at it and go, well, where's his help? Where is it? I mean, if you want to go back and look at 10 years ago and look at their defense, and then you want to look at their offense, you go, okay, they got stars all over the place. Now, it's kind of like they're buying time. They're waiting for him to just say, okay, let's see what we can got. Let's see what we got. Let's see what else we can do. And then when it's time to go, let's go ahead and reset. And it's just like, damn it, y'all got an opportunity to win right now. You have a quarterback that the majority of teams in the NFL would absolutely love to have. And it's just like, okay, that's good enough. Well, how about winning it all? And thank you, Chris, for calling from Memphis. You know, when you think about professional sports, I don't care what sport it is, but in the pros, you're in phases. Teams go through phases. You're either rebuilding, you're either losing, or you have the opportunity to compete. And it's like the Green Bay Packers look at it like, hey, we got this quarterback here. Let's see if we can win. If not, at least we can build towards the future. At least we got the future ahead of us. And it's just like there are plenty of other teams who wish they just had a quarterback, and they don't. And y'all have one, one of the greatest ever, and y'all ain't doing nothing. Come on, do better. Ray is calling from San Diego. Ray, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you doing?
I'm all right, Ray. What's on your mind?
No, man, first of all, I want to say about Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, he's phenomenal. I don't know what people are talking about. I mean, people forget that he sat on the bench for 3 years, you know. I mean, 3 years behind Brett Favre. I mean, think about the yards he would have, the passes he would have. I mean, we're playing Tua right now in 6 weeks. We're playing Justin Herbert, you know, all the new quarterbacks, you know, Murray's, everybody's playing. And I think what it comes down to is just like general manager and drafting, in that they just haven't drafted accordingly to his needs. And I think he got PO'd once they drafted Jordan Love. And he says, look, man, I can still play. And I'm a good quarterback, and this is what I got. And with all my experience, hey, you give me, you know, 2 feet, I can put that ball in there. And but he still needs some weapons. But it still comes down to, I think, general managers. You know, I listen to your show all night, and with Baltimore, I think they're missing Ozzie Smith. And I think when you think about Pittsburgh, you know, Colbert, you know, he was talking about retiring, but all of a sudden he comes up with Claypool. You know, he comes up to Antonio Brown over the years. You know, they draft well, and Green Bay never drafted well. And I think that's their issue. But Rodgers, I mean, I don't know why. I mean, he's phenomenal. I would take him on my team any day of the week.
Yeah. And look, Ray, he's going to be good until he decides to hang him up.
Oh, four or five more years. He's quick. He still can run.
Yeah, he can. He can.
He's not slow.
He's smart, and he knows when to run. He knows where to run, and he knows when and how to not get his ass kicked. And he thank you, Ray, for calling from San Diego. He makes excellent decisions. That's the thing about Aaron Rodgers. It's like, make a mistake, man. And he makes a mistake. There's nobody perfect. But he doesn't put himself in positions. It's like rush is coming. I ain't going to force nothing. Throw it out of bounds. It's really simple. He makes what seems like ordinary plays intelligent when you watch some of the bad quarterbacks play. Because you got quarterbacks who play who want to force the issue. They want to force the ball into coverage. They want to go ahead and take a sack. They put themselves into positions in the backfield where the defense can pretty much own them and reconfigure what the positioning is going to be on the field. That doesn't happen with Aaron Rodgers. He knows how to go down the field, and if you stop him, you stop him. Punt. There's none of that scoring touchdowns for the other team. There's none of that just throwing the ball. He's amazing. Sam is calling from Atlanta. Sam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Make your point, please.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
Good. Go ahead, Sam. We're up against the news break.
Hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it with some pride. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best all time. He has all the mechanics. He could throw, he could run, and he's the master of throwing on the run. After he won that Super Bowl, Packers' offensive line was garbage. Like, three years after they won that Super Bowl, I don't know where people have been looking at, but their offensive line was garbage. That's why he's master at throwing it on the run, because he always had to scramble for his life. And on top of that, I take Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady any day.
Yeah, I agree
if you switch Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, Patriots would have won every Super Bowl they was in.
Okay, all right, Sam.
That's how I feel.
Okay, thank you, Sam, for calling from Atlanta. Every Super Bowl? No, I don't know about it. Tom Brady ain't even win every one. I don't know about that now. Okay, chill out. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So much to go through. Y'all kept the phones busy tonight. Week 11. A lot of talk about quarterbacks. I'm going to finish up your calls and then kind of roll out and let you know some of the crazy things else that you should pay attention to in the world of sports. Oh, man, the NBA, we got names that are moving around, names that want to move. Let's finish with your phone calls and I'll fill you in. Vince is calling up from Wisconsin. Vince, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
Terrific. What you thinking about?
Oh, I'm thinking it's understood that Aaron Rodgers is the gold standard for quarterbacks now. I mean, he's a unicorn. We're not going to see one like him the generations. But what's frustrating for us in Wisconsin is, you know, watching the Packers franchise, like you said, is this goes all the way back to after Mike Holmgren left with Brett Favre. And then we went through Mike Sherman, and Mike Sherman let Michael Vick come in here in the playoffs and ruin the Lambeau mystique. And then we wasted that time. And then you watch Mike McCarthy lose to Mike Tomlin in the playoffs. And so it's frustrating to watch the franchise just kind of waste away a quarterback like that. And so you're kind of like, all right, is the franchise going to sort itself out enough to actually allow him to win? They made the switch from the 4-3 over to the 3-4 defense, and they haven't quite hit as hard. I mean, you watched them against the Vikings. You watched the Vikings defense, the Bears defense, even the Lions. And the NFC North used to be the black and blue league. We don't hit as hard as we used to. I mean, Charles Woodson was probably one of the last hard-hitting defensive players that we've really had. And you go back to Reggie White when he set the sack record in the Super Bowl. So, you know,
take me back 20 years, why don't you?
Absolutely, I will, man. I mean, my entire lifetime, I've known three Super Bowls and two quarterbacks, but I've watched coach after coach waste away these two quarterbacks. And you had Ted Thompson who did it. I mean, on top of the injuries, you had my man talk about the injuries. You know, Nick Collins broke his neck. JerMichael Finley messed up his back.
Yeah, he's
done.
You just
run down the list. And
well,
you're right. These quarterbacks, but.
Vince, I'll tell you this much. I don't know. Can you strike gold twice? You know, I'll put it to you this way. And thank you, Vince, for calling from Wisconsin. If you are the Green Bay Packers and you went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, congratulations. You hit the jackpot. If you're the Indianapolis Colts, it looks like you might have hit the jackpot. You went from Peyton Manning to basically Andrew Luck. You almost hit the jackpot. That's not an easy thing to do to go back to back. I can pretty much assure you. And odds ain't all that high that you're just going to go Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. When it comes down to the QBs running your squad. Mike is calling from Chicago. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for getting me on, Trey. I really like the show. Yeah, I just want to reiterate what's going on. they basically did a bad job on the defensive side of the ball where they couldn't complement their offense along with all these years. The last 3 years of the Thompson administration was really, really brutal. And this year, by not drafting a wideout when the draft was really rich in wide receivers all the way probably to the fifth round was a terrible mistake. And Rodgers is just a great elite player. He's always been that way. You take a look at last year, and the pundits look at his stats and say, well, it was a ho-hum year. Well, any other quarterback, it would have been a great year. You take a look at his stats from last year. And I don't think they have the roster to win the Super Bowl, and I really don't want him to go anywhere else, but I think that's going to be the end line for him after 2 years. I just think they wasted a first-round draft choice on Jordan Love. I couldn't see that. And I'm pretty upset. You know, them going 13-3 last year, maybe they weren't as good as their record indicated last year, but to get blown out in the last three NFC championship games with a player like Rodgers is just, it's inexcusable, man.
Yeah, I think the best days are behind him in Green Bay. Let's see if he can get one more. I'm not too confident. Appreciate you, Mike, for calling from Chicago. Let's go to Tlaib in Atlanta. Tlaib, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. Love your show. I'm an avid listener, and you're very cerebral. I like that. I just want to say, if I can get $1 million from Arthur Blank, I'll give him the best business idea. Get rid of Matt Ryan. You want that Super Bowl? Get Aaron Rodgers. Give him 2 years. Get Julio at Super Bowl. Set the precedence in Atlanta. Go ahead and get it situated. That's what I would do. He's deserving of it, I feel.
All right. And what about the defense? What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, we got to get, you know, A.J. Terrell. You know, we got to get another corner. And the safety's okay. We got to get two rushes. I think with that, just like when Deion played on defense back in the day and they had that whole too legit to quit thing going on, with a quarterback play like Aaron Rodgers, I think that would set the precedence of the whole team. It would take over the locker room.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, when you think about the two worst pass defenses in the NFL right now, you got Seattle, and then right behind them, you got the Falcons, who just believe in airing it up right now. They're playing better behind Raheem, but they got some more work to do. Tlaib, I appreciate you, my man. Thank you for calling up.
Thank you.
No doubt. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk to Leonardo. Leonardo, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I love your show. Thank you for having me on. I'll make a few quick points that may have been made or not. I believe that Rodgers and Brett Favre for 29 years was the longest uninterrupted elite quarterback any team has enjoyed. Just as Tomlin, for the coach of the Pittsburgh, never had a losing season, and they hit on their coaches, and Rodgers is the king of the hard count free play.
Okay, well, Leonardo, man, you sure as hell know how to hit your points. You hit them concise, and you're amazing, Leonardo, okay?
Thank you, JR, and so are you. Thank you for having me on, sir.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Leonardo, for calling from Cleveland. How about that? Something nice to say. I appreciate you. Well, you know what? There's so much going on. There are more games going on in the NFL on Sunday. So let me roll out and give you some more information here. That's right. I'm getting ready to roll out. And we have some other games, okay? It's not just the Ravens and the Titans. It's not just, you know, the Steelers trying to continue undefeated and against the Jaguars. It's not just the Saints and those Falcons. The defending Super Bowl champs, they're going to be taking on the Raiders. The Raiders gave them their only loss this year, okay? But here's the situation this time around. 10 of the Raiders, 11 players. They got 11 guys on the COVID reserve list. They've had a difficult time practicing. They're going to be behind the eight ball, and obviously the Chiefs are going to be looking for revenge. Why else would they be looking for revenge? Head coach Andy Reid, he says when the Raiders beat them last month, he says they took like a victory lap around the stadium. Listen to what Andy Reid had to say.
They won the game, so they can do anything they want to do. They end up winning the game. That's not our style, but we'll get ourselves back, ready to play, and that's where we're at.
That is the most Andy Reid-like warning shot that you will ever hear in your life. The Raiders won 40-32, and they haven't been able to practice. They haven't been able to get everything together. It hasn't been easy. This is what John Gruden had to say about the league making sure everybody stays safe.
The world is in a state right now where, you know, that's a great decision. But it impacts everything, just like it impacts this press conference. You know, you do a lot of Zoom meetings, and you got to adapt to the rules. And you got to keep safety paramount. And that's what we're doing. And, I tip my hat to the leadership for making all the teams abide by that.
Yeah, and don't forget, the Raiders got fined big time just a couple of weeks ago. $500,000. They were fined earlier on this season. I think that clocks them at $750,000. Gruden was fined $150,000. I think that puts him up to a quarter mil. Yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter when you're making $10 million a year. So make sure you tune into that game, that matchup. Derek Carr says he wanted his respect earlier on this season. And, well, let's see if you can do it. I just have a feeling Kansas City is going to whoop that ass. That's the easiest way I could say it. A busy night in the NBA. Free agency opened up. We've had some trades. We've had some movement. Dwight Howard, now a member of the 76ers. He leaves L.A. Montrezl Harrell leaves the Clippers for the Lakers. Danilo Gallinari signs with the Hawks. He'll play with Trae Young. Steven Adams was just traded. Steven Adams, where the hell is he going? I just saw it. I forgot. Need to look that up. He's leaving OKC. Steven Adams is going to the Pelicans. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot that we'll be able to discuss on Monday. I want to say thank you to every single person that called up, every single person that tweeted me. You can hit me up on all social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you're in New York City, and even if you're not, I'm going to be on WFAN New York City tomorrow, holding it down from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Just listen on the freeradio.com app. Shout-outs to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to each and every single one of you. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Sal Licata is up next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.